Over the past year in Los Angeles County, thousands of inmates have been released from jail without serving their full sentence. The sheriff says budget cuts made him do it. He says his only alternative would have been taking deputies off the street. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Every day in L.A., about 130 convicts are let out of the county jails. Last year, that meant more than 47,000 inmates were freed after doing as little as 10% of their time. County Sheriff Lee Baca says they are, for the most part, misdemeanor offenders.
The types of inmates that are being released are the thieves, the car thieves, the people that steal things out of stores and houses, people who take drugs, people who are involved with some levels of violence, getting into fights. Some of it is on the domestic violence level as well.
Speaking in a hotel lobby after a luncheon, Baca explains that jailers free inmates based on the seriousness of their crimes and how much jail space there is. That's translated into the release of more than 1,600 drunk drivers, 2,000 spouse abusers, and close to 1,000 people convicted of assault with a deadly weapon. Baca says he has had little choice. In the past 2 years in cash-strapped California, his budget has been cut by 10%, and he's had to close down some jails. The sheriff's chief, Chuck Jackson, says if Baca didn't authorize early inmate releases, they'd have to lay off deputies and take some patrol cars off the streets.
It's necessary, and it's an evil thing we're having to do.
Jackson is in charge of releasing prisoners.
I spent over 30 years of my career putting people in jail for violating laws in California, and I'm spending my last years now releasing them early. It's not a pleasant task, but I mean, faced with the budgetary constraints that we have right now, the choices are pretty simple.
Sheriff Baca isn't too happy about having what he calls a revolving door justice system. One out of every five inmates released early, he says, is arrested again within 90 days on other charges, including more serious ones.
And thus, there is a big problem, and my deputies in the radio cars are frustrated as I am. And what we are ending up with is a meaningless form of punishment. There is no punishment.
Police, prosecutors, and judges say the policy undermines their efforts. L.A. City Attorney Rocky Delgadillo handles misdemeanors. We caught up with him at a city park where he had just announced a new crackdown on gangs.
Let me tell you what hurts the most is that I deal with victims every day, and I have to look into their eyes, and I can see the frustration when they know that the perpetrators of the crimes against them are getting out of jail early. They're frustrated. I'm frustrated. We're all frustrated. In fact, I believe that the sheriff is frustrated. But he's had to make some very tough and challenging choices, and I'm sympathetic to his plight. But we're all focused on trying to keep our streets safe, and I'm hopeful that we will be able to work out a solution.
One solution Sheriff Baca is proposing is a half-cent increase in local sales taxes. He's hoping to put a referendum on the November ballot to raise about $500 million a year for law enforcement. That would include the Los Angeles Police Department. LAPD Chief William Bratton says he would welcome the money, and he understands the sheriff's dilemma. But he's particularly frustrated because the early release of inmates undercuts his so-called broken windows policy, the theory that if you come down hard on petty offenders, they won't move on to more serious crimes. Bratton says it's aggravating to watch criminals think that they can get off easy.
Some of these nitwits will undoubtedly think that way, but the way I look at it, that if I don't get you today, I'm going to get you tomorrow, because tomorrow I might have the money to open the jails, sheriff can open the jails, and judges will be cognizant of the fact, hey, you got a shake the last time, you get out early. Well, we now have capacity, you're going to do your full time.
Until then, Sheriff Baca says proposed state budget cuts threaten to make the problem worse. He says if they go through, thousands of defendants convicted of misdemeanors could get off without serving any jail time at all. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.